Retail giant Target has been accused of marketing clothing that sexualizes children. A mother posted on Target's Facebook page accusing the retailer of selling clothes that make young girls look like tramps. Before the post was removed from the page, it attracted over 50,000 likes and has well and truly reignited the debate on the sexualization of children. The Wire's Lauren Gillen spoke to Amy Shields Dobson from the Center for Women's Studies and Gender Research at Monash University to find out how this latest controversy fits into the wider debate.
Target has become the latest target for campaigners against the sexualization of children. The store is facing a backlash after a parent posted a complaint on its Facebook page, accusing it of marketing inappropriate clothes to young girls. I spoke to Amy Shields Dobson from Monash University. She says the debate over girls dressing like tramps can itself be damaging.
To you, what does the term sexualization of children, what does that actually mean?
I think that term is only useful for describing a certain, you know, a broad cultural context. I don't really think it's of any use in pointing to people's behaviour and trying to label it, or pointing to certain objects and trying to label them as sexualised, which I think is too often how that term is currently getting used in the media. We've become more open about talking about sex, and that is perpetuated through the media as well, and there's both pros and cons to that. So I'm not at all saying that there's no problems going on here. You know, in some ways we're talking about sexism. We're talking about things getting marketed to girls in a way that they're not to boys. We're talking about sexual commodification targeted at girls. And too often, I think, in this whole sexualization debate, we lose that idea that we're talking about gender stereotypes and we're talking about sexism. We're not talking necessarily about girls, you know, becoming sexualized as if they had no sexuality before. Like I said, if we're using that word sexualized or sexualization to label certain products and certain, you know, dance moves, clothes, all that kind of thing, then we also end up labeling girls as sexualized or not. And too often, you know, that turns into this dichotomy between the bad child and the good child, the deviant child and the innocent child, the sexualized child and the non-sexualized child. And often then that perpetuates this ongoing criticism, women criticizing other women, girls criticizing other girls, you know, when we kind of need to be standing together to fight sexist imagery in media. Interviews with girls show that they pick up on these things that we're saying, and they criticize other girls, they criticize other friends of theirs who dress, as they say, like sluts or like hoes, you know, and these terms are really offensive and really problematic, and we have to make sure that as adults we're not encouraging the use of these terms, of these definitions between the tramp and the good innocent little girl in the frilly pink dress, you know.
Lastly, what do you think the effect of this sexualized media landscape and consumer culture is having on young girls today?
There are a lot of problems associated with this, and we need to look into it, and that there may well be very direct ways of understanding the sorts of problems that girls are having as a result of existing in this culture. But the other thing that we've got to keep in mind, like I'm saying, is that we need to think also about what message girls are taking from this debate, that they're in danger of becoming sexualized. Are we sending them the message that any kind of desire, any kind of expression of desire, of sexuality is a bad thing, is something that indicates they've got low self-esteem or they've been damaged? You know, is that, we have to keep asking, is that the message that girls are getting from this debate? You know, we had Ida Buttrose on A Current Affair a couple of weeks ago telling young women that they dress worse than prostitutes these days and that they won't get a husband.